the session plan. Prior to the start of each session, make sure you have a plan of what you'll accomplish during it. Just like always, remote sessions should also have a beginning, middle, and end. Start off by checking in with family on how they're doing or any homework from the last week. The length of our sessions will largely be determined by that middle section. For younger clients, you may want to have 3 to 4 activities ready to go so that you can either transition between them or abandon them if a child is unwilling to cooperate with that task. If this is the first remote session you've had, don't expect it to last as long as a traditional session. Start with the goal of 10 or 15 minutes and build from there. Also, a reward is really important right now to keep that positive reinforcement strong. It can be a number of things, including your own sticker on your end, a digital one you create on Zoom, getting to sing their favorite songs, things like that. Like I mentioned, you know your client and what would get them excited. Lastly, make sure you carve out some time to plan your next session or collateral appointment time. Give the child a preview on what you'll be doing during the next session, making sure to mention the parts you know will excite them, and assign any homework you need to.